Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. As Jesus was leaving the temple, his disciples paused, overcome by its beauty. They marveled at the grand stones, the rich decorations, a sign of Israel's glory. It was, in many ways, the crowning achievement for God's chosen people. The temple was their pride, their identity as a nation, and the visible sign of God's dwelling among them. But Jesus responded soberly, "Do you see all these things? Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another." Why does the Lord rain on their parade? Why does he have to dampen their enthusiasm about their beautiful temple? Because even the best things in life, when clung to, can become obstacles to what is infinitely greater. St. John of the Cross teaches, when you delay in something, you cease to rush toward the all. See, God desires to give us himself, the all. To receive him fully, we must desire him more than any earthly good. We must love and want him above all else, and we must be free in our hearts so as not to delay our journey to him by clinging too tightly to what is passing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The Jewish people had been entrusted with extraordinary gifts from God. The temple, the law they thought saved them, their land, and their nation. All these were very good gifts from God, and they were meant to draw the people closer to him. But if we cling to the gift in our desire, instead of moving freely toward the giver, then we become weighed down and hindered. As John of the Cross explains, in coveting something, the soul tires itself. The goal was not the temple, nor the law, nor the land, or the nation. The goal was transforming union with God through the Messiah. But when Jesus came, they chose their temple, their law, their land, and their nation instead of him. Jesus did not come to restore an earthly kingdom. He came to share his divine life, making them heirs of a kingdom that never ends. But those who rejected him clung to what was passing and lost even that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. God has given us countless gifts. Life, family, friendships, work, health, strength and intelligence, beauty, success, and so many comforts. But we must guard our hearts against confusing the gifts for the giver. St. John of the Cross is clear. To reach satisfaction in all, desire satisfaction in nothing. Now, that doesn't mean we should reject good things and not delight in the good things God has given us. It means keeping our loves in proper order, to love lesser things less and greater things more. It means loving and desiring God above all good things. God desires to fill us completely with himself, but he can only do so if we are willing to be emptied of lesser loves. The immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart, writes John of the Cross. Lent calls us to be honest about what we love most, what we think we can't live without. Are we more attached to God's gifts or to God? And are we willing to sacrifice those things that compete for our heart's desire, that we may be filled completely with him? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. This is the great drama of the human heart. We are all tempted to choose some created thing over God. And we believe we need these things to be happy, to be secure, to be complete. So we cling to them, sometimes desperately, out of fear that without them, all will be lost. When Jesus came offering the fullness of divine life, many rejected him because he was not giving them what they wanted. Caiaphas, the high priest, speaking for them all, said, "It's better for one man to die than the whole nation to be destroyed." In other words, we would rather kill the Christ than lose what we love most, our nation, our status, our security. So they chose their nation over God, and they crucified him. But we do the same when we cling to anything more than God, when we prefer our own plans, comforts, security, our reputation, the opinion others have of us, even spouses, children, or grandchildren. In all these things that we cling to more than God, we repeat that choice in our hearts. So Lent is the season when we should ask, what do I want more than God? What do I love more than God? And then we should do two things. We should actively renounce and sacrifice those attachments to train our hearts to prefer God. And we should passively accept when God strips us, trusting that he does so in love, to make room for something far greater, to make room for him. St. John of the Cross says, when you delay in something, you cease to rush toward the all. Well, let us not delay in rushing toward God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Everything in this world is temporary, and with time, we lose physical strength and beauty, mental sharpness, reputation and influence, even our freedom of movement. Yet this is no loss at all if our desire is set on God. In fact, God allows lesser things to leave, to make room for greater. The temple was destroyed, but God raised up a new and greater temple, the body of Christ, made present in the Catholic Mass. And when we receive his body in the Eucharist, we become temples of God. The Mosaic ritual prescriptions were replaced by baptism and the new law of love. The nation of Israel was replaced by the Catholic Church, and the promised land, this strip of desert, was replaced by heaven. What matters is not clinging to what passes away. John of the Cross says, "To come to possess all, desire the possession of nothing." Caiaphas chose to cling to what he could not keep. Let us choose instead the one who can never be taken away. Now, I've watched something over the last 30 years or so, and that is, for many people, all the good practices they started during Lent, they suddenly stop when Easter comes. Let's not do that. Let's make them a way of life. The best practice to keep us choosing God above all is daily meditation on the Word of God, a daily resolution that keeps us moving forward toward Him, and a daily examination of conscience that keeps us on track. For all who set their hearts to desire God above every good thing will receive Him. And St. John offers this encouragement. Seek in reading, and you will find in meditation. Knock in prayer, and it will be open to you in contemplation. For the further you withdraw from earthly things, the closer you approach heavenly things, and the more you find in God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, do you remember when we are in the Holy Land and we go to the model of the old city of Jerusalem?
Because the last time we went, that's when we saw all of those young Israeli soldiers, right?
Yeah.
Which was an interest. They were just showing it to them, weren't they? They weren't there for any other reason. They were all just looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, they part
it was,
of
it
their...
It was like a field trip.
Field trip for the Israeli military. Yes, it was. But teaching these young adults their history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always struck when we look at this model of Jerusalem, which is, I mean, it's, how big is it? It's maybe
a hundred. It's like the size of a room.
Oh, no, bigger. It's probably 100 feet across and maybe.
It's the size of a large room.
50 feet, 100 feet long, 50 feet wide or more. It's big.
Man, I'm really bad at guessing.
But what's the most prominent thing in that model?
The Temple Mount?
Yeah, the temple. The temple. Mm-hmm. It was really, Jerusalem was really a temple with a city built around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is how a lot of cities used to look. You can think about that for a while.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's sort of like going to any old European city, and the biggest thing in any old European city is going to be a massive cathedral.
Yeah. Well, for them, it was the temple. And it really is astonishing that all the things they put their hope in, Jesus came to do away with, to give them something better.
Yeah.
Everything. The temple, the Mosaic Law, the Promised Land, everything. To do away with all of it, to give them something better.
Mm-hmm.
And when he called these things into question in the sense of what's important, because there were so many instances where he said something greater than the temple is here.
Hmm.
Something greater than Moses is here, meaning greater than the Mosaic Law. And they became infuriated because he was threatening what they put their hope in.
You know, we kind of say the devil that you know is better than the devil that you don't. But it's also the kind of the same way with we get really attached to the good that we know. And we're really afraid and we're honestly limited in our imagination in the sense that we can't really imagine anything better, even though we know that this is a very incomplete thing. It's a scary thing.
God, this line from John the Cross, God's immense blessings can only fit in a solitary, in an empty and solitary heart. Now, I experience precisely what Caiaphas and the Jews experienced whenever God allows something that I've put my hope in to be threatened or taken away.
Yeah, talk about our plans all the time. Every plan I've ever made has been thrown out the window. Or at the very least, even if they came to be fully completed as I desired, that didn't fix everything, and that thing eventually went away.
Our plans, our health, our strength, whatever it is that we think we have to have in order to be happy, that we can't live without, that if we lose it, we lose our identity or self-worth or happiness. You know, if I lose this thing, I think I lose myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we completely panic when those are threatened, and we become so angry or despondent if they are taken mm-hmm. away. But we have these tremendous emotional reactions of fear, panic, anger, sadness, because these things have become our idols.
And at the end of the day, that kind of fearful attachment destroys what little good we can get out of those things, because we don't actually enjoy it for what it is when we have it.
That's true.
Because we're too consumed in the fear of losing it.
That's true. That's true. So this isn't a meditation in order to condemn what the Jews did. This is a meditation. And what was Jesus doing when the apostles looked at the temple and were so amazed by it, and Jesus rained on their parade? He was trying to do for them what he wants to do for us. Wake up. There's something so much better.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this central theme of John of the Cross, Teresa? This theme of detachment.
I've always been very obsessed with that. You always know my favorite John of the Cross line, right?
What analogy or image is your favorite with John of the Cross?
I can't remember the exact quote, but it's essentially a bird, whether bound by a strong cord or cable or a small slender thread, will not fly free unless the cord is broken.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the attachment is, the smallest attachment will hold you back.
Yeah. So this is, if you have enough courage and love, then ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you your attachment. And then to give you the greater love to put it in its proper place. Let's say it that way. God, give us the grace to see our attachments and then put them in their proper place so that we can be filled with the fire of God's love. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.